Of requests this morning to do the song again. The Holy Hills of Heaven Call Me. I can't seem to get this song off my heart. I don't know what it is. I wake up singing it. Through the day I'm singing it. At night I'm singing it. But it's just got the beautiful words and I love it with all my heart. Y'all don't listen to the way we sing it, but just listen to the words and I think you'll get a blessing. Y'all pray for me.
Once over. Why you still have to help us now?
Bless so much to praise Him for. Well, you see, He's been so good to me.
Yes, hallelujah.
And when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to
of Amazing Grace while they're coming down with me. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Bless your heart, son. Bless your heart. Yeah. Yeah. And Praise the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Thank you, dear Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, listen right here. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. Oh, thank God. We've known. Praise the Lord. Oh, ain't he worthy this morning? Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to your Bibles, the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 2, verse number 7, reading through verse number 13. Couldn't we already leave? Amen. It says it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We could do that, but we're not going to do that. Amen. It's like getting icing on the cake. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah, chapter number 2, verse number 7, reading through verse number 13. Amen. The Bible said, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered in, you defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priests said not, where is the Lord? And they handled the law and knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal. And they walked after the things they do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, said the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim, and see and send in Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such thing. Hath the nation changed their gods? Listen to this right here. Has the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory. For that which do not profit, but be ye astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, but be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out cisterns that are broken cisterns that can hold no water. I want to go back and look at verse number 11. The Bible said, nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people, which have changed their glory. Amen. I want you to get that. Hath the nation changed their god, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, Lord, I pray, hey, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Hey, God, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Hey, Lord, I realized a long time ago, hey, God, that I'm nothing but you're everything today. And hey, Lord, unless you was to come on this scene, hey, Lord, it'd be nothing but a multitude of words. Hey, Lord, in this tambourine tongue this morning. Hey, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll lead and guide and direct us. Hey, Lord, in the way we should go. How us behind the cross. Lord, bless that that needs to be this morning. Lord, I pray, God, that everybody that leaves this building, Lord, to say they got what they came after. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Have very familiar scripture this morning. And neighbor, to the Lord is laid upon our heart. And neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on for just a little while, I'd never be on this right here. We have changed our glory. We have changed our glory. glory. That word glory in this specific scripture, in this specific place, is God Himself. Amen. We have changed our glory. And we find here Jeremiah according to the scripture. He's around 17 years of age. And God spoke to him, listening, told Jeremiah, and said, I want you to go out and I want you to tell the people about their wickedness and their sins, and I'm fixing to come and destroy the cities thereof. And the Bible said, Jeremiah began to talk to him, and Jeremiah said, God, I can't do this. Listen, he said, I'm just a young kid. Listen, but God told him, and I want you to get what he told him. He said, before you was even created in your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. Amen. Listen, ain't you glad of that? Listen, he said, not only did I know you, he said, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet. See, my friend, today God's got more to do with your life than you really think he does. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, and that really tells you where, listen, life begins, if you got my opinion, neighbor, about it. Amen. Listen, but I thought about this. God had called him to do a great task, neighbor, to warn the people of the coming judgment for their disobedience. Listen, the Bible said he lived during a crucial period of Judea's existence. Listen, he saw the destruction of Jerusalem. He saw the Holy Temple destroyed in his time there. Listen, he told Jeremiah in one part, he said, I tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll allow you to run up down the streets of the city of Judea and Jerusalem. He said, if you'll find me one person, listen, neighbor, that loves me and serves me, and neighbor, with all their heart, he said, I'll spare that city. Listen, my brother Gary, he could find not one. Ain't that amazing today? Listen, the people of that day, listen, had created other gods. They began to worship Baal. They've been worshiping other false idols. Listen, neighbor, today, and we ask this question today. Listen, every one of us has met this morning, and we worship God. Amen. The supreme being, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Soon we'll stand before Him. Listen, but I wonder, what God do we serve come Monday through Saturday? Listen, that was the issue they were having in this day and time. That the Bible said that hewn out cisterns and never that wouldn't even hold water. That hewn out, they got themselves gods that wouldn't have no power, no authority. Listen, and God was tired of this. Listen, and he told Jeremiah, I said, I want you to go out there and I want you to tell them, neighbor, I'm going to destroy it. Amen. Listen, one thing that we can realize, neighbor, throughout the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, Brother Lonnie, is God has always been consistent. Listen, neighbor, he has never patted sin on the back. He's always condemned it. Neighbor, today, listen, and I'm going to tell you something. If the United States of America, I believe she can keep going down the same path she's going. Listen, and being excused from God's judgment, she's got another thing coming. Just like God told them in that day, just like he told them in Noah's day, just like he told them in Sodom and Gomorrah's day, just like he told them in Nineveh's day, listen, he completely wiped those cities and those countries off the map. Listen, he can do the same thing, neighbor, to you and I today. Listen, I believe we have changed our glory. Listen, I believe we have changed the gods that we've served from generation to generation. Listen, now it seems like, listen, here in America, there's all kind of false gods. You got people living right here in Polk County that worship Buddha. You got people in Polk County that worship Muhammad. Listen, you got them in Polk County that worship all these other little G gods. Listen, and amen, and it makes God, our God, the world we serve, I sick to his stomach. Amen. Listen, why? Because he said, I'm a jealous God. and no one else will. I serve him, amen. I serve manna too. I listen, neighbor, I wonder today. I listen, we have our neighbor changed our glory. I listen, what he said there. He said, I wonder if the people, our neighbor, have changed the way, our neighbor, they worship me. I listen, as things not changed today. I listen, we're living in a different day, in a different time, and I believe our people have changed their glory, and you can tell it by these three things today, with the Lord being our helper, and neighbor, as we preach on, we have changed our glory. Listen, number one today, amen, is the respect of God, amen, the respect of God, our neighbor. You look at the society we're in today, our neighbor, there's no respect to God himself, amen. When you see all these other gods being worshipped, God sees that today. He said there's an all-seeing eye watching you and I today. The Bible said we're to serve the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac today. Listen, but I pray today that a lot of people have lost their respect and reverence of God. Amen. A matter of fact, I believe they've lost the fear of God. Our neighbor today. Amen. People do anything in the world. Amen. And they're not afraid of what God I may do to them. Amen. I listen. I fear him. I listen. I know. He says live and we live. I die and we die. I listen. I know that he holds tomorrow in his hand. I listen. And all reverence and all authority. Amen. Goes to God. Amen. Today. I listen, neighbor, but I've thought so many times. Our neighbor, we've chose the other idols of the world. Well, preacher, I'm not bowing down to no little bald-headed guy. I listen, our preacher, amen, I'm not doing this. I'm going back here and worshiping something. But listen, anything, we need to get this, anything you put before God becomes your God. Our neighbor, amen, I'm going to tell you something. I've said it a lot of times. God ain't going to be nobody's spare tire on anybody's car. Our neighbor today, he's either going to be number one or none at all. Amen. He said you either be lukewarm or hot or cold. He said, but if you be lukewarm, he'll spew you out of his mouth. I see, my friend, I believe we've lost our glory. We've changed our glory with the way we respect God. Amen. Amen. I reverence him. I fear him. A neighbor today. I listen to them old time preachers. I used to preach hell hot. I listen. And I don't know about you, but it would scare me to death. I listen. Why, preacher? Because I fear God and what God could do. Amen. And can do. Listen, and that's what he told Jeremiah. He said, you go tell the people of Judea and Jerusalem. He said, you go tell them how they're worshiping of these false idols, and they do not believe I'll do anything about it. They don't believe I'll do anything about it. Amen. Listen, my grandboys, I got three of them, and I can tell them sometimes, I said, you better quit that. I'm going to pop you. Hey, man, sometimes they look at me like, you're not going to hit me. Hey, man, you're not going to do that, Paw. Hey, man. But sometimes I have surprised them. Hey, man. Hey, man. I've got news for you today. If we continue to change our glory and we continue to treat God like he's a spare tire, he's not going to continue to just sit back and let everything go. He's not going to continue to just sit back and pour the showers of blessings down upon us. There's going to come a reckoning day one day after a while. I listen, and God's going to say, no more. No more. That's what was happening here. That's why sent Jeremiah, they call him the weeping prophet. Amen. That's why they sent Jeremiah out. I listen, neighbor, to tell these people they were worshiping Baal. They was worshiping Buddha. They was worshiping all these other gods. There was no reverence to the God that we serve at all. No fear of God. I really believe people believe they're going to live forever. Amen. I really believe people think, well, you know what? They've heard it. They've heard that Jesus is coming. My daddy preached it. Some of your daddies preached it. I've preached it for 35 years. He's coming. And people have heard it so much, and now they got immune to it. But I've got news for you. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. He's coming. He said, if I go away, he said, I will come again. You can rest assured of it. It happened to everyone in the scripture. I'm from Genesis to Revelation, and it happened to you and I. When we cease to give God the glory that is due him, things will begin to happen in our lives today. The respect of God. The respect of God. People used to, if they knew you were a Christian, they'd talk different. People knew you were a Christian, they would act different around you. But see, the problem is today they can't tell the difference. Amen. And that's why we don't have the respect, and that's why we don't have the reverence of it today. Listen, neighbor, it's because we've changed our glory. That's what he said here in the scripture in verse number 11. Put number 11, verse number 11. Can you do that for me this morning? Amen. I want to read that again. Listen, the respect of God. Do you see it in this day and time that we're living in? The respect of God. Listen, people spit on their Bibles. They throw them down and walk upon them. Listen, they treat God in just any old way. Listen, neighbor, today they burn our flag. They do all these things. They make us look like a mockery. And I'm telling you today, God is just about fed up with it. Look, he said, half a nation changed their gods. Have we changed our gods today? Have we changed the God of yesterday, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, the God that brought Noah through the flood, the God that brought the Hebrew boys through the fiery furnace, is that the same God? Are we still serving that same God? Or have we found ourselves worshiping another false idol? Have we found something in the world that is satisfying temporarily, and it is replaced where God should be? He asked the question. He's telling Jeremiah, he said, I'm fixing to send you out to warn them people. I'm going to destroy the city. Listen, he said, and this is exactly why. He said, hath the nation changed their God, which are yet no God. You get that? Yeah. Amen. So in other words, today, if what we're worshiping is not the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, it is no God. It is no God. That's what he said in the scripture. He said, but my people have changed their glory. Talking about him, the way they respect him and his authority and his power. Today, have we changed our glory? That's what he's asking here in Jeremiah. Listen, neighbor, today, amen, listen, the world may say there's many gods. There's many gods. That's what they tell me. They say, well, there's many gods. No, there's just one true and living God. There's one true and living God. Amen. Listen, neighbor, I seen a statue one time, and I'm not just picking out just one particular denomination or religion, but they had this big old statue of a Buddha, and listen, and they had Buddha, and they come a rain, and it washed a bunch of that off in the front of where Buddha was standing, and they took two befores, and they were propping him up because it was about afraid he was going to tilt over. I don't know about you, but my God's never needed the prop. Amen. Listen, neighbor, I'm glad to God I serve. Listen, only propping he's ever done, he propped me up. Amen. That's what I'm talking about today. He's saying there is no other gods but the true and living God. So I'm asking that question today. Whom are we serving? That's why he said in the scripture, he said, choose you this day and whom you're going to serve. Whether it be the gods of the Amorites, the ones that was on the other side of the floods. But we need to choose this day and look at our circumstance and look at our situation and say, exactly what am I worshiping? What am I worshiping? Worshiping the God that brought us through the fire and the rain and things like these. The respect of God. Hey, man, listen. Then number two, we've changed our glory. Number one, for the respect of God. Then number two, I believe we've changed his glory. Listen, for the reverence of God's house. Amen. I believe we've changed it for the reverence of God. Did you ever think that I'd live in a time? Listen, we have security people walking around these premises today. Amen. We've got security people that's in other rooms watching cameras and things like that. Did you ever think you'd live in a day like that? Amen. We have to do that for your protection and my protection. Listen, neighbor, today, amen, listen, the respect for God's house is not what it used to be. The respect for God's house, the reverence of God's house. Listen, the Bible said His house should be called a house of prayer. His house should be called a house of prayer. The reverence comes from honoring His presence. Amen. From honoring His presence, the hour and the place is sacred. Amen. I like that song says, brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Amen. That's why we come to God's house. To God's house. We've created all these other things now. Amen. And, you know, we've tried to appeal to other people, Sister Carolyn. We've tried to appeal to other people. Well, you know what? They say, you know what? If we'll put a coffee and a buffet bar out in the front, they'll come. Well, if we'll do this out back, they'll come. We've tried to compromise the house of God. I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit of God don't draw them. You're wasting your time. Amen. I like that scripture. It says, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, I'd rather have the Holy Spirit, Sister Annette, than a donut and a coffee. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today. But see, we've took the house of God and we've tried to make it into a theater. We've took the house of God and we've tried to make it into everything else that'll be attracted to the world. And I know God's house ought to be beautiful. We've added all these things on. God has blessed us. And there's nothing wrong with that. But listen, I'm afraid we've got away from what God's house should be all about. Yeah. Amen. We're a hospital for sick folks. We're a place for sinners to come and be saved. We're a place for the backsliders to come back to the Lord. Amen. Boy, the spirit that you felt this morning as they were singing the songs of Zion. Man, that's what it's all about. Reverencing God's house. Respecting God's house. He was telling them, listen, you're beginning to worship false idols. You're beginning to worship other things other than me. Listen, you came in this morning and you worship what? The living God, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Listen, as our sign says right there, and it still is today, it's got to be all about Him. If it's not about Him, you might as well stay at the house. I will stay at the house. Amen. But He said our glory's changed. He said our glory's changed. And amen, the Bible said, fail not to assemble yourselves together in the manner of some is. Even more so when you see that day soon approaching. Church has become something to do when you got nothing else to do. Amen. But God's people are committed people. Amen, unto Him. Listen, I've said this a lot of times. The church don't need me. I need the church. Amen. I need to find myself going to the house of God, being preached the Word of God, and listen, that I can grow stronger in the admiration of the Lord Jesus Christ. Church has always been a vital part of my life. Amen. It's always been a vital part of my daughter's life. I want it to be a vital part of my grandchildren's lives. And I want, when that day comes, great children. I want generations to generation to come and know the old time way. Listen, there's people today, if they come in here and they've seen you worship like you worship, it'd scare them to death. They don't understand it. They don't understand it. You say, preacher, if I got saved this morning, would I act like this? Well, you may act worse. Amen. But I believe today here He's sending Jeremiah out and He's saying, we've changed our glory. And I believe it started with a respect for God. For the respect of God. I fear God, don't you? I fear God. And then the reverence of God's house. To know that we have come to worship and adore Him. The reverence of God's house. The reverence of God's house. Amen. That's what it was all about. Amen. When I was growing up, when we went to church, Daddy would say, now, if you got to use the restroom or you got to get a drink of water, you get it before church starts. Amen. You don't get up and go out. And I know there's times we have to do that, and I'm not preaching against that this morning. I'm just saying the way I was raised. And he meant it too. But he believed in reverence in God's house. Amen. Listen, I could, you know, don't get me wrong what I'm about to say, but you know, we had to sit with mom and daddy. We had to sit with them. You didn't get in there to pick where you wanted to go. Amen. And Brother Cecil, you know what? There's been times that daddy'd be up preaching, and I'd be you know, maybe talking or playing flag football or something, and I was little, real little, doing something I shouldn't have been doing. And he'd say, Jeffrey, I'm in right in the middle of his sermon. I mean, he's going from ha to Jeffrey. And he'd say, get up here with your mama, boy. Amen. Right in front of everybody. Timmy, did your daddy ever do you that way? I heard your mama do you that way this morning. But man, he did. And like Paul Harvey said, I won't tell you the rest of the story. Because there was always a rest. But it was all about reverence. He wanted me to know what this was not just this was not just something you just went into haphazardly. It's not something you just went into and played games or went into. This was the house of God. That's what he was telling us, Brother Cecil, that this is the house of God. You didn't come in with a ball cap on. Amen. Listen, everybody. This was the house of God. Amen. That's what he was saying was happening in that day over there, Sister Peggy. That's what was happening. Amen. Patty, they was living any ungodly way they wanted to live. They wouldn't reverence in God's house. They were going in worshiping false idols, false gods, all these kind of things. Amen. That's what he's saying. He said, I wonder, have we changed our glory? I'm wondering, listen, everything new is not good. He said, have we changed our glory? Listen, and I believe we've done that by the way we respect God, the reverence of God's house, the way we honor His presence in the hour and the place, the sacred place that it is. This is holy ground. Amen. This is holy ground. Listen, he told Moses, wasn't it Moses he told pull his shoes off? He said, pull your shoes off, you're on the holy ground. Amen. Brother Matt was up here leading that song a while ago. He said, man, it's going from my neck all the way down my back. Amen. Amen. I told him, I want to say, Matt, you're standing on holy ground, son. Amen. Thank God. Listen, somebody said, well, it just don't do nothing for me. Well, you need to get a hold of something. Amen. You stick your hand in this bottle of water and then stick it in that electrical box back there. See if you don't move. You get a dose of what's right, it'll excite you. But I'm saying today, we've changed our glory. It's what he's saying here in verse number 11. And I believe it's the way the respect of God in our country and in our land and even in our churches. Even in our churches. Listen, some of them you can't, and I'm not being critical. Please don't think I am. I know some people, everybody don't worship like I do. They got a right to be wrong. I listen, and I know everybody ain't like me. But you know what? I don't understand these places, Brother Lonnie. You can't tell the difference if you're at Leonard Skinner concert or you're at the house of God. They turn all the lights out. They got these big old balls on. And man, they got it going around in there. I don't get that. I still like the old, I guess I'm just old fogey, don't you? I guess I'm old fogey. But I still like the old time way. Them songs we sung this morning, I still like them. Amen. I don't know about you, but the way I'm preaching this morning, I still like the preaching of God's Word. Don't tickle me. Don't tell me a joke. Don't tell me something that's going to pacify me. Tell me something that's going to help me endure the journey that I got to go through. Amen. I just want to help you this morning. Then number three, we see the respect of God that's gone. The reverence of God's house is just about gone when we have changed our glory. Then number three, that I believe that hits every one of us, is the responsibility of Christians. Amen. I believe that we don't like that word responsibility. Let him do it, let her do it, let somebody else do it. But the responsibility of Christians, I believe how many other prophets had lived in that time, Brother Gary, other than Jeremiah, and they refused to go warn the people that this soon coming judgment was just about to come. Listen, I want you to know something, that we as Christians have a duty, that word responsibility, the fact of being accountable. The fact of being accountable. We are accountable to God for the life we live. We are accountable to God for the life we live. You can live any way you want to, but you're going to be accountable for it. You can do anything you want to do, but you're going to be accountable for it. Amen. I can go rob the bank tomorrow morning, but I'm going to be accountable for it. Amen. That's what I'm saying today, and that's what he was telling the people of Judea and Jerusalem in that day. He said, you know what? He said, you've hewn out cisterns. Anybody know what a cistern is? Y'all know what a cistern is, don't you, Brother Cecil? Amen. It holds water, and them things have wiggle tails and everything else in them. But he said, these cisterns, tell her what a cistern is. She's been blessed all of her life. She could go and turn water on it, come out. But a cistern, you know, it held water. That's what people would drink. They'd drink it. Spit the bugs out. But he said, we've hewn out cisterns that won't hold no water. How many places of worship today? And this message was really hard because I didn't know how in the world I was going to bring it out. How many places today met? They went through a formality. They sung the same songs. They done the same procedure. Went through, but the Holy Spirit never came by. That's what he's talking about. We've built bigger buildings. We've got cathedrals. We've got all these things, but it won't hold water. It won't hold water. I'd rather have the Spirit, hadn't you? Hadn't you, Brother Mike? Amen. Listen, I know there's a lot better preachers out there than me that can, and I've always said I'm not a very deep preacher. I wish I could get in that Bible and go deep, 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 and be so deep it'd be over your head. But I'd just be led by the Spirit. I have to be led by the Spirit because that's what makes the difference. I wonder today, have we as America, have we as children of God, have we changed our glory? Have we changed? Man, sometimes I go back to places and run revivals that I ran revivals 10 years ago, and I go back and run them, say, this year, and you can tell they've changed. They've changed. I can tell you this. A lot of places I preached at 10, 11 years ago, they don't want me to come back. Amen. They don't like that no more. But that's what happened here. They changed their glory. They changed their glory to something that won't work. It won't work, folks. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Herman or whoever's leading this song this morning. We certainly miss Brother Robbie there with Sister Sarah this morning. But have we changed our glory? Have we changed our glory? Look at how the respect of God is. Look how the news media tries to portray our God. Look at the reverence of God's house nowadays more than you'd ever seen it before. And look at the responsibility of Christians today. Amen. The responsibility of the Christians to live a godly life, to support the church, to pray for one another, back one another. That's our responsibility. But I wonder today, you look at it across America, have we lost that vision? Have we lost that burden for a lost and dying world. Lord, please help me never to change my glory. Amen. Let us stand together. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart this morning.